1580 The Bet.
This is 1580 The Bet.
WJFK AM Morningside.
And WJFK HD3 Manassas. Always live on the free Odyssey app. DC's home for wagertainment.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Hey-o! Welcome on back to BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable filling in for Brad Evans. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. Fifth and final hour of this Friday night extravaganza kicks off right now, and you could watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You could watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the program on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, Sirius XM Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talking text line to join the show. We always go open phone lines for the final hour. 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text. 310-840-4910. We are awaiting the former Nick, Chris Childs, who is scheduled to join us at this time, 10 p.m. Eastern. So I think we should have Chris any second or now. But been a fun show so far. Talking about Game 5 tomorrow night. We're going to preview Game 5 before we get out of here. This is my last show before I go to Spain. So hopefully the Knicks close this thing out tomorrow on the road. But I know how electric a Game 6 atmosphere would be back at MSG. Talking about the latest twist in the Brendan Sorsby saga, with Texas Tech having a roundtable discussion where they are greasing the tracks to play this kid come week 3 if that's a possibility. But we talked to Michael C. Wright earlier in the show, but I believe he's ready. Let's get to the former Knick, Chris Childs, who played with the New York Knicks from 1996 until middle of the season in 2001. He's a 9-year NBA vet, having played for the Nets, the Knicks, and the Toronto Raptors. And so he was on that 1999 Knicks team that went to the finals and came oh so close. He joins us now here on BetMGM Tonight. Chris, it's Pat and Kate. Thanks so much for joining us, man. How we doing, man? How we living? I'm a fellow diehard Knicks fan. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing great, Chris. Let's jump right into it here. Because there I'm still living in the euphoria of Wednesday night. I mean, what was going through your mind the other day as the Knicks are mounting this record-breaking comeback? Were you in the building? And either way, when OG's tip-in goes in, what was your reaction?
I was in the building. I've never seen a game like that in my life. Never played in one, never seen one. It's still surreal. We won that game. I lost you guys. You still there?
Yeah, connection is it lagged a little bit, but I think we're good. Okay. Now, so you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, and so it was, you know, you don't witness anything like that. You might see something like that in college, but not in the NBA, a big turnaround like that. But leading up to the tip-in, I just saw the look in the guy's eyes, and I knew we were going to win when Josh missed that layup and nobody on the bench or on the court got down on him. They looked at him like, you got us here. The work that you put in got us in this situation. So get your butt up and let's get back to playing. And then that tip, with them not guarding him, taking the ball out of bounds, he had a free run at the basket. And it's just meant to be for us to be in this situation. The stadium, the garden was rocking. It felt like a Taylor Swift concert, because she got all the TV time. Her group, they were jumping up and down. So, it was amazing.
Chris, midseason, did you ever expect this team to go on this kind of a run. The 13 straight playoff wins, one win away from the first title since 73. I mean, who's been the biggest reason for the Knicks completely shattering any and all expectations we had this postseason?
Well, it's a team effort, but you have to go back to the start of the season when everybody was questioning the coaching change. That was the big thing about Mike Brown and to get guys to buy in as quickly as they did, that says a lot about the maturity of the team. The coach can only coach so much. It's up to the players to make the necessary sacrifices of 1 through 15. And these guys bought in, and, you know, unlike the previous season, we had a lot of lulls throughout the year. You know, we win four, lose four, you know, just too much up and down. But this season seemed like when they had a losing streak, they were able to bring it back and get back to the task at hand. But I knew we would make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know, like I was talking to Steve Novak today, and we were talking about we expected to see Boston or Detroit, somebody like that. But you would expect our guys to, you know, take a breather and like, okay, we don't see these guys. But no, they've kept their foot on the pedal the whole way to run off 13 straight wins. You never think that'll happen, but I'm glad it did because I'm ready for a parade.
Chris, it seems like Jalen Brunson kind of personifies what it means to be a New York Knick. And there have been a lot of great Knicks players, a lot of great Knicks guards throughout history. Where does he rank among the best Knicks of all time?
Well, I don't like doing all the rankings. Everybody knows what he's done. He's up there, you know, whether you put him one or two, it doesn't matter. I just want a damn parade. I won a championship. He's been there. He's probably, out of everybody that's watched him, has gone beyond the expectations of what was expected. You know, it's the best free agent signing ever. I don't care what team it is. Dallas is kicking themselves in the rear end, letting him go, because you never know a guy's maturity level or what he has inside his heart. And to be able to play here in New York and to be, you know, always looked at, always watched, it's either the coach or the point guard, it's either the coach or the quarterback, it's either the coach or the pitcher. It's always the star player or the player that is brought to the team to win a championship that gets all the ridicule. But he stays even keel, even when he looks like he wants to get upset, which – I give him a lot of credit against Wimby when he got mushed in the back of the head. I know that I wouldn't have been able to hold my composure because I'd have slapped the you-know-what out of him and just took my chances with a fine. But that just shows the maturity of the young man and that he's looking at the bigger picture. It wasn't about him. It was about the betterment of the team. And him holding his composure is the reason why we're in this position that we are today, because he could have got suspended if he would have did something stupid.
That is true. And that was a very diplomatic answer, Chris, you know, in terms of where Jalen Brunson ranks. Because I know that, look, we had Oak on a couple of weeks ago, and I know that, you know, it's been a very hot topic what Charles Oakley's been saying and about Brunson and about Ewing and about the Knicks and Dolan in general. But that was a good answer. We're talking with Chris Childs here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable filling in for Brad. And Chris, the former New York Knick. Played with them from 1996 until the middle part of the 2001 season. We're talking NBA Finals. Knicks with a chance to win their first title since 1973 tomorrow night in San Antonio. Are you nervous at all about the Knicks being right at the doorstep here, Chris? Let's say the Spurs win Game 5. Do you think the pressure is going to be the greatest that it's been in this entire series if there's a Game 6 back at MSG where everybody, I mean myself included, would be thinking, we got this thing wrapped up? Like, are you counting the Spurs out?
Yeah, you never want to count anybody out. But, you know, psychologically, when you lose a 29-point lead, it does something to you. I don't care who you are. Just say that, you know, we get up 12 or 14 points in the first quarter. Nobody knows what their demeanor is going to be. But just, you know, looking at this team, as bad as I want them to come back to New York, because I'm still here because we have a watch party to attend tomorrow. I would love for them to do it here in New York, but just finish it there. Get it, you know, get it over with. Put them away and come back, and let's talk about which day we're going to have the parade. But these guys are laser focused. You can see them do it with their interviews when they're talking to the media. They're not looking too far ahead. They're just looking at, you know, minute by minute, hour by hour. And when it's time to step out there on the floor, that's when they'll start thinking about what's next. But nervous. I mean, you're excited. I don't think you. I mean, I'd be lying if you're not a little butterflies in your stomach, but you're just more excited to get out there and compete and you know, put your guys up against their guys and see who wants it better, because you'll know in the first quarter as a player when you're looking at other players' eyes when their shot's not falling or they're not getting the stops they want if they have a chance to win. So hopefully we'll put that look on them early in the first quarter.
Kate, you're muted.
Thank you very much. Chris, you were at the game the other night. There have also been so many other former Knicks players at these games and also traveling to San Antonio. What does that kind of say? Just so many people invested, so many former players still so invested. What does that say about the fraternity of this team, organization, New York as a whole?
Well, it's great that they're doing all this, bringing back the alumni players to be a part of something so special. I think us losing in 99 and then playing against the same team that we lost against put a little more spice on it, because you watch when they're playing at home, you see David and Tim and Manu and all their guys. And so when you show the you know, the home games in New York, you see all of us there supporting these guys, because we're living through those guys now, because we weren't able to get the job done. And so we're there supporting them and living through them and their excitement and wanting to be a part of that. And we want them to, you know, I can just speak for myself. I want revenge. You know, it didn't sit well when I lost, and it still doesn't sit well that we didn't win in 99. But for these guys to have an opportunity to do this and be able to, you know, share this with their family and their kids and grandkids, and most importantly, the fans, it's something special. It's what stories and movies are about. And this team has done everything that it possibly can, all the way up to the organization, to bring a championship caliber team to New York. And that's what they're getting out there on the floor.
Damn right. We're talking with the former Knick, Chris Childs, here on BetMGM tonight. Chris played for the Knicks from 96 to 01. And as he mentioned, was on that 99 finals team that lost to the San Antonio Spurs. Chris, I know you mentioned it's been a team effort, and Mike Brown has certainly done an incredible job here in year one. But, I mean, I'll say it, Karl Anthony Towns is somebody that I was hoping to see a lot more from earlier this year. What have you seen from Cat this postseason and here in this finals that has allowed him to raise his game so much? Because it feels like we're seeing peak Karl Anthony Towns here at the perfect time.
Yeah, it's just maturity, patience. Understanding, you know, you're Robin to Batman, knowing that you're going to be asked to do different things throughout the year because you have that ability. And I think he's just grown into self. He's not worried about what's being said or how people feel about him. He knows how the players feel about him, because as an NBA player, having the respect of your peers and your teammates is what matters most. And I think when he was in Minnesota, he was worried about what people thought of him. We know what Cat brings to the table. We know his capability. We know that he's able to operate at different levels of the court. And in these playoffs, he's shown that he was worth bringing over, and he's going to be part of something very special. We can get this championship.
All right, Chris, how would your 1999 Knicks matched up with this team?
I've been waiting for that question for a long time. You know, we're different. I would say if we had Patrick, a healthy Patrick, it will go seven games, and I'm not sure who will win. But it will be fun for the fans. But Knowing Spree and Allen and Patrick and Larry, we'll beat them. We'll beat them.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll do it. Because if we get up 29, it wouldn't be no coming back. I'll say that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. There you go. We're talking with Chris Childs here on BetMGM tonight. Chris, a lot has been made about the physicality of this series. You know, it's been what it should be. It's been physical. You mentioned Wemby mushing Brunson in the back of the head. He also got ejected in the series against Minnesota for elbowing Naz Reid in the throat. And some people have, I mean, and I've said it. I don't know. I don't think it's intentional because he's just a bad dude, right? Like a dude that is like, that's his role. It's not his role. But I think out of frustration, he has made some dirty plays. Like he's taken it over the line. Would you say Wemby has been a dirty player so far this postseason?
Well, I think certain plays have been dirty, and I don't like that part of the game. I don't have the problem with being physical and playing hard, but playing dirty is where I draw the line. Just say that it jerked Brunson's head or neck a certain way and he got whiplash or something, he wasn't able to play. What do you do? How do you punish that? Do you sit him out the amount of games that Brunson sits out, or do you just, you know, suspend him for the rest of the playoffs? And we've seen with the league that they're not going to do anything because they didn't upgrade that intentional foul to a flagrant. So we understand that, you know, certain players get, you know, certain calls, which I call cheating, because I don't care who you are. If it's a play that's not by the rules, then regardless who that player is, they should be punished. But it's the playoffs. It's a physical series. I didn't like a lot of the calls, but that's just part of the game. But our guys have shown that regardless of what the refs are doing, they don't control it. We control what goes on out there. We police ourselves. So they can bring six more referees. It's not going to matter. We're ready for the challenge no matter what they bring at us.
Mm. It's good stuff. Chris, you were known as a gritty, hard-nosed defender. You never backed down from a challenge, and especially, you know, a challenge from Michael Jordan, face-to-face with him. You threw some punches with the late, great Kobe Bryant one time. I know Jose Alvarado is a guy, he's Brooklyn native, by the way, talked about how much it means for him to be playing in the Garden in his home city. He was incredible in that comeback win on Wednesday night. Do you see some of yourself, or do you see some of Jose Alvarado in you, or do you see some of yourself in Jose Alvarado with how he's played and played, played such a big role for the Knicks last game?
Yeah, I see his toughness and his grit. And I think one of the games of OKC, and we locked eyes, and I was telling them to be aggressive no matter what. You don't push the ball no matter what. You don't have to push the score, but just push to get the defense on their heels. And, you know, I see him out there being physical and doing things. I just want him to not act tough, but just play tough. Because a lot of times the referees are watching, don't give them any reason to make a call against you because they know you're getting ready to do something. There's ways of getting back at a player for doing something against your player, but I love that he stands up for his teammates. He's no matter if he's in the game or out the game, he's the first one off the bench rooting them on. He's not down. He's not on the bench with his head down, bickering and wanting to be out there. He's the ultimate teammate, and I love that he's back home because everybody wants to play where they're from. And to be able to be from New York, even though I wasn't, I always wanted to play in New York, and to be from New York and have your family there and friends and loved ones and play an important role on this team and get interviewed after games, it has to be special. And I know he's very excited, and his family is very proud of him.
Chris, you said you're ready for a parade. What is New York City going to be like if that comes to fruition?
I tell you what, hopefully it's not what I've been seeing with the fans that's been going on. We're more classier than that. We need to speak out on that because that's not what we're about. People come to New York to enjoy the city, enjoy the game. It's a sport. It's basketball. You win and lose. So let's carry ourselves in a professional manner going forward. But I tell you what, I just want to be on one of those floats. I just want to be here to experience the energy. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait to hear what the theme song is after winning this championship. Who's going to be the next rapper? Or we probably need like a orchestra, you know, do some orchestra, a big orchestra going down in front of the garden. But it's going to be exciting. I just want it for the city, man. These fans are so long. You know, you see some of the players are no longer here. So you got Clyde still here. I remember the last time we did our 90th year, and I was standing next to Senator Bradley, who is comical. You never would think that he's that funny, but he's such a funny person. Every time I come to New York and I get a chance to be around him, I have the best time. So I want those guys to be able to experience this, because it's been that long, and to see this team be that close and to getting that chip, man, I'm getting goosebumps just even talking about it.
Well, Chris, let's finish it off tomorrow, man. I got a wedding I signed up to go to a year ago in Spain. I'm flying out Sunday night. I do not want to have to watch the game at 4:00 in the morning Spain time on Tuesday night if there's a game 6. Let's finish the freaking job tomorrow night, man. And then I'll miss the parade, but just let's finish this thing tomorrow, man. Look, we appreciate the time so much. I was born in 94. December 94, so I wasn't alive for 94. I don't even remember 99. So I am a Knicks fan in his young 30s that grew up with a lot of bad Knicks basketball. So I never thought I'd see this day, man. And to have, you know, you guys and the 90s and the 90s teams and now bridging the gap here, it would be incredible for the Knicks to finally win that first title since 1973. So we appreciate the time so much. And I know you'll be at that parade if and when they do finish the job. And hope to catch up with you soon, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. We'll save you some confetti.
Thanks.
Take care. Nice.
The great Chris.
You guys have a good one. Enjoy Childs. Your weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The great Chris Childs, former New York Knicks. You'd be safe too. Played on that 1999 finals team. Thanks so much for joining us. Wow. That's good stuff. Kate, you hear the emotion. You hear the emotion from Chris right there. And that's a guy that's been away from the game for more than 20 years. And to just get that close. They got that close. Couple more wins away in 99, and how much it means to him. The fraternity you asked, that's a great question. You blew my questions out of the water. The fraternity, and that they're all there and they're all cheering them on. And you got Starks and Allen Houston jumping out of their seats, getting going nuts. Like, it's been incredible to see.
I love that he's still getting goosebumps just talking about Knicks basketball right now. He said he was feeling some goosebumps there. And also, he's rocking the Knicks shirt. Like, he's still in Knicks gear, suited up at all times. So, yeah, I mean, that was an awesome interview. Great to talk to him. You can tell just how much this would mean to him. And I'm sure all former players and the alumni kind of echo that same sentiment of they're all kind of living vicariously through this team here and what we've got going on in New York.
310-840-4910, the number to join the show. We'll get you an update on USA, Paraguay in the World Cup when we return. And it's a Friday night. We've saved it for the final hour, but Kate's going to enjoy this. We're going to play the list when we come back. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable in for Brad Evans. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
In Omaha, there's no tomorrow. The College World Series, where dreams are realized and seasons come to an end. Hear every pitch, every historic moment on the Westwood One Sports app. Westwood One Sports.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary Democratic Republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial pound 250, say Mike Rowe. That's pound 250, say Mike Rowe. And happy birthday to us.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Empower.
Katie got a VIP box for the postseason. She worked with Empower to help her get good at money so she can be a little bad. She planned well and was able to bring the whole family.
Who wants homemade egg salad sandwiches?
Even Beth.
Horseradish? Anyone? How about some tuna on rye?
Oh, strike three, Beth. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.